Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a question to ask you. Do you believe that starting a real estate rental property business can retire you faster than putting money into your 401k? A lot of you think that that's not the case. A lot of you think that you have to keep feeding that 401k. I mean, after all, a lot of you are getting matching funds. And what that means for those of you that aren't getting matching funds is that you're required as part of your retirement plan at your employer to put money into a 401k. Now, you get some flexibility. You get to decide how those funds are invested. They give you, you know, kind of like a menu of choices, so to speak. You can go in very conservative funds. You can go into very, I can't even think of the word for the opposite of conservative. I guess my point is, well, those would be a little bit more risky. I guess that's really the word I'm looking for. But you're conditioned to put that money in there because you were taught as you were growing up that the way to financial freedom, the way to achieve retirement, is to take money that you earn and inject it into a retirement plan such as a 401k. And some of you get the benefit of matching funds, which means that for every dollar that you put in, your employer may match it maybe with the same amount, maybe with, you know, twice as much, who knows. And the concept there is that you'll have more dollars working for you in that 401k, and hopefully that will get you to a place of retirement somewhere down the road. Now, of course, depending on how those funds are invested, you know, whether those funds are put into mutual funds or whether they're put into common stocks or into bonds or whatever you sit down with your financial planner and decide to do, that's how your money will grow over time. And of course, it is subject to market forces. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that there were a lot of people that have been damaged by market fluctuations in the stock market with concern to their 401k. You know, I'll just go back to 2008 because I lived through that debacle. I really did. You know, the market took a turn. And if you were somebody that was putting money into a 401k at that time, and you were younger, in other words, you were not looking at retirement for another 10 or more years, you were probably okay doing that because you were taking advantage of something called dollar cost averaging. In other words, the price of the mutual funds or the stocks or the bonds or whatever you were acquiring with your 401k money, the price of that was going down. And as such, you were able to get more for your money. You were able to buy at discounted prices. So for somebody that was a good 10 years away from or more from retirement, that probably wasn't too bad of a thing. But if you were somebody that was getting ready to retire, if you were at a point in your life where you had put in the 30 or 40 years of hard work and labor, and you'd been putting money into that 401k, what happened to you was a complete meltdown of your financial interests. You saw your retirement goals and objectives melt away right before your eyes. All of a sudden, your 401k account was not doing so well. It wasn't very healthy. And you had to make a decision. Do you stop the bleeding and do you sell the account right there and then, not knowing what the future would hold, not knowing how long that market meltdown of 2008 was going to last? Or did you ride it out? Did you say, the market will bounce back? The market always bounces back. But when does it bounce back? When can you recover from that? And I'll tell you what, a lot of people deferred retirement for a long period of time because of what that market did. Now, in 2020, we had coronavirus hit. And if you guys remember, all the way back in March, when this stuff started coming to fruition, when the government told us we needed to stand down, we needed to stop interacting, we needed to start closing businesses down, we had to stop social interaction. There were many businesses that were damaged by that, that are still damaged by what has gone on. And what happened in the stock market was a complete drop in price. I mean, you can go back and look at the stock market, and what you'll see is that market tanked. It made a lot of people very concerned. Now, fortunately, for many of you that are in that stock market, the market bounced back. It has mostly recovered. I mean, it's done a pretty good job of getting back to where it was. Now, yesterday was kind of a tough day for the stock market, but that should give you a reminder of the fact that that stock market has a tendency to fall very fast, but it takes a long time to achieve gains. So what I want to talk about on today's show is I want to talk about the potential for you to start a rental property business that has the potential to retire you much faster than putting money into your 401k. Yeah, it is a legitimate business model. And we're going to get into it on today's show. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online pre-workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. According to a 2018 study that was published by CNBC.com, they reported that 40% of Americans are at risk of retiring near the poverty level. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Their report, I didn't make this up, they're reporting this. They said 40% of you out there right now are at risk of retiring near the poverty level. This risk is causing 74% of Americans to work past normal retirement age as they attempt to save for retirement instead of doing something different. And that something different is to build passive streams of income. And you're thinking to yourself, passive streams of income? What is that? Well, I'm going to get into that on today's show. You know, I hate to say it, but their efforts are falling short. You know, with 4 out of 5 working Americans having less than 1 year's worth of income saved in their retirement accounts. Yeah. You know, there's a couple of retirement models out there. And on today's show, I'm going to get into these two retirement models. The first one is the one that you're probably on, which probably isn't working for you. And I hate to say that, but a lot of you have retirement accounts where somewhere in your life, you decided that you needed to prepare for retirement. Maybe you saw an ad on TV. Maybe you listened to something on the radio. Maybe you saw a podcast. Who knows what sparked your interest? But you decided to meet with a financial planner. Now, some of you met with that financial planner because you're investing in a retirement plan at work. And because that retirement plan is offered through your employer, well, that financial planner was linked to that. So you had the opportunity to sit down with that financial planner and go through the motions of figuring out what the future might hold for you. You know, and the financial planner would sit down with you and they would ask you some basic questions. And of course, what they really wanted to do was to get you to understand that somewhere in your future, you're likely to retire. And when you decide to do that, they want you to envision what your life might look like. Now, I remember doing this back when I was with the military. You know, at one point I understood that the pension that I was earning while serving in the military, first of all, wasn't guaranteed. Yeah. I had to put in 20 good years of service in order to qualify for that pension. That if I had left the military prior to those 20 good years, there would be no pension for me. And back when I was in my 30s, you know, I was a newlywed. I now had responsibility for my brand new bride. And, you know, we were talking about building a family. We didn't quite know what that was going to look like. We realized that we needed to be prepared for the what if. So I didn't have access to a 401k, but I was referred by a fellow service member to a financial services company that sat down with me and talked to me about retirement. And they talked to me about, you know, doing things like individual retirement accounts. So, you know, I remember sitting down with the financial planner and he asked us the question, what does retirement look like for you? And be honest with you, at the age of 30, I had no idea. I absolutely had no idea of what retirement was supposed to look like. So, you know, of course, I gave him the stock answers. Well, you know, I want to have plenty of money to do what I want to do. And then I want to have nice cars and I want to have a nice home and I want to have maybe a boat. You know, I want all these toys and things like that. And he said, oh, okay, yeah, fine. You know, so they put me on a plan and he looked at how much money I was making, what my income streams were, what my expenses were, and we sat down together and we figured out how much money I could put away into that retirement account. And of course, we had it all set up to where that money came out directly right out of my earnings. I never saw the money because the money was, when I was paid, there was an allotment that went directly to that financial services company so that they would take that money and invest it in that IRA. And, you know, out of sight, out of mind. I mean, that's really what was going on in my head, because I'll be honest with you, with the things that I was doing in the military, I was pretty engaged. I was very engaged. I was working very, very long hours. I was doing difficult work. I was trying to start a family. You know, and even back then, 9/11 hadn't happened. And I'll tell you what, when 9/11 happened, well, the work just went tenfold after that. I don't want to talk about that. But my point is this. We just carved money out and put it aside. And every month we would get a statement and I'd look at the statement and I'd go, oh, okay, we've got X amount of dollars in the account. Yeah. That's kind of how we did it. But I will caution you this. Whatever you're doing for retirement, you can't sit on your laurels. You have to understand where your money is going. You have to understand what your money is being invested in. And for us, it was into mutual funds. And I'll tell you, mutual funds, yeah, we would get literally something in the mail once a year that was like a mini book that talked about all the different stocks that this mutual fund had purchased and had sold and whether any of those stocks paid dividends and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, I didn't understand 99% of it. I just figured, okay, financial planners got it. We were on cruise control. Yeah. And I'm concerned for you because I'm concerned that that's how you're investing your money. That's how you're planning to retire. And I'll tell you what, when I finally got to a point of retirement in my life, when I finally left the military and I had earned that pension, 2008 hit me. And I had real estate that I had bought incorrectly because, to be honest with you, I followed somebody else's map and it didn't work very well for me. And I had a lot of bad advice I was getting from people that were around me that really didn't know what they were doing. And I had my IRAs. And the concern I had was this. When I had problems with the real estate because I was operating them incorrectly, and the stock market was falling at the same time back in 2008, and I just saw money going away, we wound up cashing that money out so that we could save our real estate investments. And it didn't work out well for us. It really didn't. But when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into the two models, the one that you're probably doing and the one that you should be doing. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, there are really two paths you can go by to retire. The first one is savings for retirement. In other words, putting money away for retirement, putting into that 401k maybe. And the other way is to build passive income streams. And we're going to talk about these two ways for the balance of the show. Let me just get into the savings for retirement method. The median family income in the United States in 2017 was $61,372, according to the United States Census Bureau. If you take a conservative approach and you save 15% of that income, that would amount to $767 a month that you're putting away. $767. Now, the vast majority of people can't and don't save 15% of their income each month. I mean, it is statistically proven out there. You can go ahead and do the lookup yourself. Go find out how much people are putting away. And then compare it to how much you're putting away. You know, those people tend to live paycheck to paycheck with no savings at all, which is why the median retirement savings of families in the 56 to 61 year age bracket is only $17,000, according to a report that used 2013 data. So let's assume you save 15% of your income. In 10 years, how much savings will you have following that retirement model? How much do you have in 32 years? Well, let's answer those questions. According to historical records, the long-term average S&P 500 return, you know, it went into effect back in 1928, and the statistics that I'm looking at is gauging the return on the S&P from 1928 all the way through 2016, is about 10%. The average inflation for the same period of time has been about 3%. So when you adjust for inflation, the historical average annual return rate is about 7%. So let's answer those questions. At the end of 10 years, you will have saved $83,000. At the end of 13 years, you will have saved $192,000. And it will take you 32 years to save $1 million. And because of inflation, the $1 million that you saved is really only worth about $388,000. So if you retire and start living on those savings, in other words, the money from the principal portion of your retirement account, you'll bring the concept of pray you die before you run out of money into play. You heard me right. In today's money, pulling out the equivalent of $40,000 a year to live on equates to less than 10 years worth of savings. But what happens if you live longer? Where are the golden years for enjoying travel and your grandkids? The retirement age in the United States is, well, depending on what your age, and this is according to Social Security, is about 65. Now, for people in my age group, it's actually 67. You can go to socialsecurity.gov. You can see all this stuff. They have it all there. You can figure out what, you know, the government determines your retirement age should be. But many Americans are actually choosing to work longer. So that doesn't leave a lot of time to enjoy retirement when the average life expectancy is around 80 years of age. Now think about it. Do you really want to be in a position somewhere in your future where you have just run out of money to live off of, and the only thing you have left is whatever Social Security is paying you, and maybe what you're getting from your kids or other sources, maybe the government, maybe, you know, I mean, I'm just kind of painting a picture. You have to think about these things. So let's talk about the retirement model that I think you should follow. This is the one that I'm following, and it's working out pretty good for me. And it's building passive income. Investing in real estate allows you to retire and enjoy your life. So how does real estate investing work? Well, let's use some actual averages that, you know, we get data on what our members at Lifestyles Unlimited are doing. So let's take a look at, you know, what they're currently buying, renting, and holding in their real estate deals. So when you go out and you buy a single family house that you plan to rent out, you should work with a hard money lender. Now, if you don't know how to do that, we teach you everything you need to know about that. By doing so, it would allow you to use $25,000 of your own money to purchase a property rather than 20% of the purchase price to buy the house. And I'll get into an example of that for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about. We'll do that for you. After closing on the house, you should capture about $20,000 in equity. The house is then rented to a family. And by renting the house out, you're able to generate about $400 a month in positive cash flow. This is called passive income because it comes in every month like clockwork. Because your resident is making the rental payment, you are in turn operating the rental business, and you are paying the associated costs associated with that property. You know, that $400 is deposited into your bank account each month after you pay that principal, that interest, the taxes, and the insurance. For an individual excuse me, for an initial, is what I meant to say, for an initial investment of $25,000, you've gained $20,000 in equity in the property, and you have created a $4,800 a year passive income stream. And passive income adds up very quickly as you continue to buy, rent, and hold single-family properties. Investing in real estate may seem impossible to someone earning an average salary or to someone without savings. But nothing is impossible when you take the time to get educated and then take action one step at a time. So, one way to do this, start saving that 15% of your monthly income as you would in the previous retirement model that I talked about, you know, saving your way to retirement. And educate yourself in real estate investing while doing so. Then start buying income-producing assets instead of speculating in the stock market. You know, we can show you how you can increase not only your net worth, but your income when you invest in real estate over a 10-year period. And I'm going to actually talk about that right now. So let's assume you have at least $10,000 in savings already, and you start saving that $767 of your earned income each month. It should take you about 20 months to save $25,000 to buy your first rental house that is producing you $400 a month in passive income. And you keep saving that $767 a month, and you keep saving that $400 a month, and it keeps building up until you generate more properties. And that is the compounding effect. It is a wonderful effect. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into a deal and talk you through how all this stuff really works, and we'll be back right after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So in the last segment, I was getting into the real estate investing game plan with regards to retirement. And what I suggested to you was this. If you're starting with a nest egg of about $10,000, and instead of taking, you know, that $767 that we got from the reports that I read to you earlier in the show, you started saving that money, it would take you about 20 months to save up about $25,000, which would allow you to get into your first rental property. And then once you acquire that first rental property, the game plan is this. That $400 a month in passive income that you're receiving, you're going to go ahead and add it to that $767 you're already conditioned to putting aside, and that's going to allow you to start saving up about $1,167 a month. Now, it's going to take you about 21 months to get to your second property. But the key thing is this: as you continue to buy properties and you continue to save the proceeds from those properties, the time period between acquisition of subsequent properties diminishes over time. Yeah. So basically, within 10 years, you will own 10 rental houses. Assuming you capture an equity of about $20,000 per house, you will have gained $200,000 in equity. That's $200,000 that is added to your net worth. You'll also have that $4,000 a month in cash flow. This is monthly passive income that works out to be, well, do the math, $48,000 a year in passive income coming in. So after 10 years, what would your finances look like if you went with the savings model? You know, you put that $767 a month and invest in the stock market. Well, you'd probably have about $83,000 in the stock market and no monthly passive income. Now, here's where it gets even more exciting, is that if you keep doing this, if you don't take the money that is coming in from passive income and you keep saving that, well, if you don't spend it, I should say, you keep saving it, then the time period between acquisition of properties becomes much shorter. Much, much shorter. You can actually get into your next 10 properties in about 3 years. Yeah. You'll own 20 houses in about 13 years. Assuming an equity capture of about $20,000 per house, you will have gained $420,000 in equity. That's actually, I made a typo there. I'm sorry. That's $400,000 in equity. That's $400,000 that's added to your net worth. You'll also have $8,000 a month. That's $96,000 a year in passive income. And what if you stop right there? What if you say, okay, I got 20, I'm done. You did it in 13 years. And by the way, this is the slow way. We haven't even talked about strategies for, you know, properties appreciating and taking the equity captures. And I mean, there's a whole lot more that goes into this. And we haven't even, we're just scratching the surface. Could you live off of $96,000 a year? You might be able to. You might be able to. So in contrast, after 13 years, following the plan that you're probably following right now, you know, the savings towards retirement, you'd have about $192,000 in savings. And again, no monthly passive income. So it should become pretty obvious to you that the differences between these two retirement concepts, that building wealth with real estate is a much more effective approach. So how will your life be different at the end of those 13 years? I mean, you'd have choices. You would have choices. Now, we didn't take into consideration that, you know, you might change jobs. You may take a job that pays you more money. I mean, there's all kinds of what ifs that we can discuss. But I'm trying to strip all that away. I'm trying to keep it very basic and very fundamental. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to educate you on the proper way to invest in real estate, in single family and multifamily modalities. Those are the best investments you can make in real estate. And you can change your life. We say that we can retire you in 5 years or less. Now, we're not going to retire you. You're going to do everything on your own. But you're not going to be by yourself. You're going to be surrounded by many, many, many like-minded members that will encourage you and help you get to where you're trying to get to. So How does $192,000 in the stock market help you pay your bills? It doesn't. You know, the average family in the United States spends about $5,000 a month on bills. Could you quit your job if you had $8,000 a month in passive income coming in? For most of you out there, the answer would be yes. You could do that. You could absolutely do that. So the key thing to remember here is this. As soon as your passive income meets or exceeds your bills, you have effectively retired yourself. It's got nothing to do with age. I know Lifestyles Unlimited members in their 20s and their 30s that have done this. They have absolutely achieved retirement, and they are focused on the lifestyle. Now, does building cash flow require education? Yes, you need to get a proper education on how to do it. Does it take some courage? Yeah. Does it require some commitment? Yes. Does it require some hard work? Yes. But do you really think there is something for nothing out there? Do you think that you will get ahead without courage, commitment, and hard work? Do you know how long you plan to live in retirement? Do you know how well you want to live in retirement? Do you have a plan to enjoy your golden years? You know, building wealth with real estate is so much more effective than speculating in the stock market. So you really need to get yourself an education and start building passive streams of income for yourself and your family. Now, I promised you some information about another deal that came across my desk. And this one came across last night. This is a property that has an after repair opinion of about $200,000, meaning that when it's all fixed up, properties in that particular neighborhood are selling for $200,000. You can buy it for $115,000 because it has problems with it. Based on what I saw in the email message, which came with a full video of a walkthrough of the property, it's mostly deferred maintenance. Yeah, it's just somebody that bought a property and just kind of let it go. They didn't do anything to take care of the property. You can buy this particular property if you use the hard money techniques that we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited for about $21,500. And that property has the potential to return about $400 a month in passive income. Now, you think about it. If you've got $4,800 a year coming in off of that one particular property, and you put in $21,500 into the deal, you're getting about a 22% return on your money. That ain't bad. That ain't bad at all. And that's just one property. Remember, the concept is to get you to a point of retirement. Because you have to ask yourself, what does retirement look like for me? How do I plan to get there? And I'll tell you, if you're following the conventional wisdom, it's going to take you a very, very long time. And when you get there, you may not have enough money amassed to provide you the lifestyle that you desire. Oh, and by the way, in old age, there are other unexpected expenses that hit your life. And probably the biggest one is medical. So you need to have a game plan for that. You need to think about that. But if you're investing in real estate and you're building a portfolio over time and you get yourself retired, and I explained to you the slow way. I did. I explained to you the slow way. Imagine if you went faster. You could get there so much quicker, but then you don't stop. You keep investing in more real estate and you keep building up the wealth. And then when it's time for you to depart the planet, you can give all of that to whomever you choose. It's a great, great concept. Hey, we're at the end of the show, and I appreciate your listenership. If you want to get a hold of me, you can at askal@luinc.com. And remember, it's not the money, It's The Lifestyle. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.